This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Kristen Corrigan, and we're talking about the Rosie Mae Animal Alliance. They're having a low-cost spay and neuter clinics going on, and there will be a Dine to Donate event on the 14th. That's this coming Friday, 11 till 6 at the Underground Cafe. That's right under the Sea Dog. You can find more information at any time by calling 447-1373 or going to RosieMayAnimalAlliance.org. Kristen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tony. That pretty much sums it up right there.
Yeah, well, we like to sum things up right off the bat.
Yeah.
I want to start with the Dine to Donate because that's happening this coming Friday, 11 till 6. At the Underground Cafe. This is under the Sea Dog. I didn't even know that they existed.
Not a lot of people do. The door is easily missed because it's, you know, not on the Sea Dog deck and kind of off to the side. It almost looks like a service entrance, but there is a sign on it that says Underground Cafe. Full disclosure, there's a set of stairs to go down.
Okay.
So, I mean, not handicap accessible.
Okay.
There's an outside entrance on the other side, but also it's underground, so do the math. Gorgeous space under there, by the way. She has a beautiful, you enter and exit through the gift shop, beautiful locally sourced products in the gift shop from all over New Hampshire and New England and probably the world, but it's all, none of it is factory made, you know. And the cafe, she's brilliant. Everything, every plate is individually made. She has, and I only say this because I recently had to go gluten-free. Nobody does it because they want to. she has brilliant gluten-free food, and it's reasonably priced. They have individual desserts. Yes, also, some of those are gluten-free. She can do dairy-free. She can meet any dietary need that you have. So in that way, she can really serve everyone. Mm. Her name is Nancy Neenan, if anybody knows her. But great little space, fantastic food, and fantastic array of dishes to serve people. You know, I have 1,000 allergies, and that's one of the few places I can actually eat. So more people should know about it. She is open year-round. I think she's closed on Tuesday or Wednesday midweek. But that's why we want to get some folks down there for Valentine's Day so they can see the space. And also, we are doing this on Valentine's Day as a Love for the Animals event because I know a lot of single people, myself included, are like, ew, Valentine's Day. I don't even want to go out, you know? So this, you don't have to couple up to eat, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or help animals. So.
Right.
So we want to do it as a Love for the Animals event. And it will support Rosie Mae Animal Alliance. I know that's a long name. You can find it at rosiemae.org. But what we are is a low-cost spay-neuter clinic, which helps keep families together and ultimately helps lower the number of pets that are entering a shelter annually. For instance, I grabbed some numbers on the way here. Back in 2011, it was almost 3 million pets being euthanized just in the U.S.
Wow.
From overcrowding. There's just no room. And, you know, you adopt a dog, that's it for the next 10 years. You're kind of out of the running. So what about those hundreds of dogs that come through in that period of time that don't get homes, they get put down? Now, luckily, here in this area, we have no-kill shelters. So the dogs get a chance. And for that reason, we're bringing a lot of animals from other parts of the country that may be pregnant or may have just had a litter. They're all going to be put down because of overcrowding. They get like 5 days and then it's end of the line for them. So a lot of them get sent up here. And we do those surgeries as well so that the number of shelter pets is greatly reduced. Now, 9 years later after that 3 million number, we're down to 1.5 animals being euthanized annually. Still disgusting, but we're making progress.
Sure.
And
cutting it in half. That's a lot of progress.
Exactly. So, but, you know, we still have a lot more work to do. And, you know, everybody needs veterinarians. They're worth their weight in gold. We can do these surgeries at a very low cost for people so that it's doable so they don't keep, I can't afford it, and now I have 6 dogs in my house.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of animal welfare-minded people and doing the best that they can on their own dime, and Lord knows none of us are millionaires here. So this is a service for everyone, wherever they are. If we can get to them or they can get to us, I don't care if you drove up here from Florida, we'll do it, you know? So you can reach us and get scheduled for an appointment right on the website. And like you said, 447-1373. Right now we're on West Main Street, and we're hoping to purchase another location, which brings me to fundraising. This Dine to Donate is part of that. But we are desperately in need of donations. And, you know, if you can't make a fundraiser, you could just send a few bucks in the mail. Stop by and, you know, slip a $5 bill under the door. We'll take whatever we can do. But also on that note, if anybody is a good grant writer, we are in desperate need of your assist, so please call us. We're always looking for veterinarians. Everything is paid. Nobody works for free, and that's all part of the donations. We don't accept vets to use their considerable amount of do you know that you need more education for veterinary than some PhD jobs?
I was not aware of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, some PhD jobs, but you need more schooling to be a veterinarian.
Yeah.
So obviously no one's going to work for free.
Sure.
And that's how we know that everything is legit and everybody's being taken care of. Mm. You know, some people can't get to us. Like some people have, you know, 90 cats. That's your thing. We'll come to you with a van and pick your cats up and bring them up here and do the surgeries and then bring them back. We've done mobile cat clinics all over New Hampshire and Western Maine. One of note is we've been working with a Subaru spot, Tri-City Subaru down in Dover. And they actually did a huge fundraising event for us all of October. They raised thousands of dollars for us through their Share the Love Subaru event. So we got to give them a heads up for that. And a thank you for that. So I'm hoping that the local Subaru will help us out too for their love
with,
of pets.
With our next Share the Love event.
And yes, you know, so, and also if anybody has a spot where they're like, hey, let's throw an event over here. Great. You know, we need it's a community thing and we need community support. And as you and I both know living here, no one survives here without the assist of the community because we don't have government programs in place like cities do.
Yeah.
We have to count on each other. And this is a big part of that. And everybody loves animals. I think it's a win-win situation. We can all play together nice. Valentine's Day, come down, get a great meal, help out some cats and dogs.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Rosie May Animal Alliance's low-cost spay and neuter clinic fundraiser, Love for the Animals. It's a Dine to Donate event February 14th, this Friday, 11 till 6 at the Underground Cafe. That's right under the Sea Dog. You can find more information anytime by calling 447-1373 or going online to rosiemayanimalalliance.org. Now, I do understand on top of the financial assistance, there's always room for volunteers and
Absolutely.
People looking to help Rosie May.
Yep, we need drivers to go pick up the animals, you know. We have so many things that we could use help with, even at events, you know, all kinds of different things. If somebody has an idea for an event or they have a restaurant and they want to do a Dine to Donate, we need it, man. We need all the help we can get. I won't lie.
All right. So there you have it. Whether you want to volunteer, if you're looking to help financially, they have their Dine to Donate this coming Friday, 11 till 6 at the Underground Cafe. That's right under the Sea Dog in Conway. It's all to help Rosie May Animal Alliance and their low-cost spay and neuter clinic. They are located at 290 West Main Street right now. Kristen, one more thought.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yep. We are a 501c3. If you want to make a donation, it is tax deductible.
There you go. Find more information, rosiemayanimalalliance.org or 447-1373. Kristen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tony. Happy VD, everybody.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Lizzie Lennon have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.